in your mind, when you made the decision, you obviously come off a very, very good staff with Brian's team. So what was the main reason behind the decision?
Well, I just felt it was time to move on and become a head coach. Like you said, I learned from Brian, who's a great head coach. So I'm going to kind of take what he's instilled into Garden City and take it to Cimarron with me.
When you look at Cimarron's program as a whole, they went 6-4 last year. They've gone through a couple of head coaches now in the last couple of years. How do you bring, I guess, a sense of stability to a program like that?
Well, I'm a native from Southwest Kansas, so I don't plan on leaving anytime soon. Coach Rath did a really good job last year getting them on the winning side of the win column and kind of instilling the weight room aspect. So I plan on building on that in the weight room, and hopefully that carries over to more wins this year.
What kind of program are you inheriting? Have you had a chance even to meet with the kids yet?
Well, I'm going to meet with them here in the near future within the next couple weeks. I just know that they have some very good athletes, and talking with the athletic director there, there are some very good classes coming up, so I am excited for the future.
All right, last thing, you had mentioned a couple of things with Brian, but what is it specifically that you learned from him in being on his staff?
A lot of the family aspect of a program. I've grew up in a small town, so we were always together, and Brian did a very good job of instilling that family aspect, that it's all for one, one for all, character, discipline, and some other stuff like that that I plan on taking with me as well.